The United States is escalating online attacks on Russia's power grid. That's according to officials who spoke to the New York Times. Some security experts say the move is a clear attempt to intensify the digital warfare between Washington and Moscow. President Trump has since accused the New York Times of, quote, virtual treason for publishing the story on the subject in the first place. With some analysis now, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Manuel Igale, a professor at Boston University Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering. Manuel, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
So why are countries targeting power grids in the first place?
That is a very good question. One part of the answer is probably that it's a political reason. From a technical reason, I would assume that if you really are going to look to cause havoc in a country, probably attacking the power system is one of the, for the attacker at least, most convenient aspects to do that.
So is there a historical context, if you will, behind this most recent attack?
So behind this most recent attack, there is a lot of context. Some of the things are news reports that apparently the shoe has been on the other foot as well, when the Russians have allegedly broken into the power distribution systems within the U.S., not just for electrical power, but also for gas lines as well as water supplies. So certainly these things are going on. Supposedly, all of this information is based on news reports, and there's very little hard fact behind it. And then maybe the incident that would be ringing the bell the closest to home is probably an attack that happened in the Ukraine in 2015, I believe, in December, when there actually power was shut off in a cyber attack, where apparently also some Russian activities were behind the things that were going on there.
So, Professor, what was your reaction when you initially heard about this, that the U.S. escalating online attacks in Russia?
I would like to say that I was surprised. I wasn't really too surprised. Maybe the only thing that was surprising was that someone is talking about it, although as far as I got it from the New York Times article, it is an unnamed sources and it was very inspecific. But yes, I'm not entirely surprised to hear that these things are going on.
So what's your sense of what countries are hoping to achieve when attacking power grids? I mean, is it meant to send a message, cause damage, what?
So I would certainly think that sending a message is a very important part of the exercise here. So the causing damage is, as far as I understand it, so far a possibility but not a reality yet, maybe leaving aside the incident that we just discussed in the Ukraine. But it's certainly putting your adversary on notice.
Professor, how vulnerable are power grids in the U.S. to these sort of attacks?
That is a very good question. Of course, the power distributing companies around here will say that they do everything to keep cybersecurity as their top priority, and there is no reason to doubt that. On the other hand, you have to say that all companies that run software will say exactly the same, and we continuously observe that any company that is using software in their enterprise is being hacked. So there is no complete security, neither for regular companies nor for power distribution companies. So there is certainly a risk there.
It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. Professor, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
That's Professor Manuel Igales. He works at Boston University's Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering.